Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to discuss with you on today's Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie. They are the tax agent that you can trust. So what Irish Tax Rebates do on your behalf is put in a claim to revenue for a tax rebate. Now, if you've paid any tax in the last 4 years, there's quite a possibility that you could be due some of that money back. And based on a study that irishtaxrebates.ie have done, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092. So all you do is you go to their website, irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out their application form. It takes an average of 12 working days to have your rebate in your account. And if they don't manage to get a rebate for you, they don't charge you. And if you do get a rebate, they will charge you just 10% plus VAT. Trish has been in touch with us about this.
Hi, Adrian, Jeremy. I got home yesterday and there was a lovely check sitting there for me for €780. So that is the update on my tax back. And thank you so much for shouting it out on your show, because I would never have known of claiming my tax back. And nice Christmas present for me. So thanks, guys. And I absolutely adore your show. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Now, if you would like to do exactly what that lady did, visit irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out their application form, and keep your fingers crossed that you could also be due a tax rebate. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message earlier on today from a lady called Aisling, and we kind of need to deal with it on this episode of Opinions Matter, because Aisling is dealing with this right now. So have a listen to what Aisling wrote to us, and we'd love your opinion on this. I need to hear your advice on this. I had my office party on Saturday night and something happened that upset me. And I'm no Karen. I was talking to a colleague for most of the night. We work in the same department and we get on fairly well. I was being friendly and so was he. But I never led him on or gave him any wrong signals. We all got fairly drunk. It was a free bar and we were up dancing. He leaned in and put his hand on my bum and kissed me. I pushed him away because I've got a boyfriend and he said sorry. The more I think about it, the more angry I am now. And two girls I work with told me to go to HR and make an official complaint. Have any of your viewers ever been in this situation? Should I report him? Because I'm still very angry over it. And that is from a lady called Aisling. Now, we all know that we need to have the consent conversation, and what he did, he probably shouldn't have done.
Well, I did.
But is it a sackable offence?
I'm torn on this one, and I tell you, I just got a message here from, she said she's been crucified on her Facebook page, from Claire. And she says, you need to highlight the fact that this is actually sexual assault. Highlight consent, please. Condescending. We know. Well, sorry, do
but
we know
I just mentioned
is?
The word consent before you even read that.
Yeah. So are we, and I'm just asking, don't shoot the messenger, are we at a stage now where you have to ask for permission before kissing someone, as it was called back in the day, lobbing the gob on someone? Because if that's the case, I am guilty of sexual assault. You are. Every single...
Not in recent years.
Oh, sorry, so it's changed. No, but every single... There's not one person. So get down off your high horses before we discuss this topic today. Because there's not one single person... I kissed my wife. Sorry, before the night I met her. I didn't ask her for permission to kiss her that night.
Right. And had you read the signals wrong and she pushed you away, you'd have just walked away.
No, signals were all right.
No, I'm just saying, the question on this conversation is... you know, is there a possibility that he read the signals wrong? They were talking all night.
And well, men are dope sometimes. They do. They see a friendly woman and they think she wants to hop into bed with me. But it's not for me to say if it's sexual assault or not. But if it is, then you're all guilty of sexual assault. Because, and women as well. I've been kissed by women before in the past who haven't asked. Nobody asks, can I kiss you? It's not the 1940s anymore. It's not Casablanca. Hey, dame, can I kiss you on the lips? You
know, no, I mean? but again, I mentioned it at the very start, we need to have a conversation about consent, and you need consent. So yes, in answer to your question, should you get consent before you kiss somebody? The answer is most probably yes, you should. When you're going
passion,
in for that kiss.
Passion killer.
When you're going in for that kiss.
Do you mind if I kiss you?
Do you mind if I kiss you?
Jeez.
Well, what's so wrong with that?
What is it? But you've never done it.
Times have changed.
Oh, times have changed.
Times have changed, yeah.
I don't believe you would behave in that way if you were single now and you're on a night out, no more than I would. At least I'm putting my hand up and admitting it. There's not one person listening.
Well, no, I'm saying no, when you no. get messages like that from that lady who you described as condescending.
I just thought it was a bit condescending, yeah.
You should, before you go in for a kiss, you should say, do you mind if I kiss you? What's so wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it if that's just where we're at. Yeah, I've had unwanted kisses as well in the past where a woman that you would not be attracted to would go in for that and you just pull back.
Obviously you don't think this guy did much wrong.
No, the touching on the bum was probably, yeah. No, he was out of order.
Got fairly drunk. It was a free bar and we were up dancing and he leaned in and put his hand on my bum and kissed me.
Yeah, let's chop his dick off and send it home to his mammy.
So you don't think he did anything wrong then?
I think that he shouldn't have touched her arse. He shouldn't have touched her arse. But if we're
sorry, there's a difference between touching her arse and kissing her.
No, if we're at the stage...
You could argue that the kiss is even more intimate.
I would say to any one of you, and I'm a big advocate against sexual assault and all that, I regularly speak up about it, but I would implore any of you to go into town on Saturday night and go into Copperface Jack's or go into wherever people are partying in Temple Bar and see how many people ask for permission before kissing someone that they've been chatting up all night. Okay, how many do you think would do it?
The question is, the more this lady thought about it over the last few days.
I've been DJing nearly 30 years and I've never, to this day, have seen someone in front of me at my gig, yeah, going, do you mind if I kiss you, ma'am?
No, they don't. Obviously, no, but if you're dancing together, come here, are you up for a kiss?
Are you up for a kiss?
Yeah.
Are you...
Well, whatever way you want to phrase it. But this idea of going straight in for the kill without having any conversation leading up to it is where this lady has the issue.
Well, I better.
And it was a work do, and she wants to report him to work. She's debating it with herself.
By the way, if it was the other way around, there wouldn't be an issue. There wouldn't be.
That's men for you. Our number is 085-825-2626. Is Aisling being a bit of a Karen, or is she dead right to want to complain to HR in work about this guy? Brian.
Hi, guys. Brian here. Sorry, I can't come on. But I'm just saying that what I was saying in my message was that if this allegation is proven, and whatever the case may be, or if the guy in question is facing the allegation, that he has the opportunity to apply to it and the proper due process is followed. Because if there was a flawed disciplinary procedure, it could happen that it could end up in an unfair dismissal case. That's what I'm saying, but make sure that both sides have the right to apply on it. Thank you.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jessica.
Afternoon.
Jessica, you're getting dogs abuse on our Facebook page.
Nothing new.
This lady, Aisling, wants to know whether or not she should report her colleague for basically lobbing the gob at the Christmas party the other day.
I'm sorry, is romance dead? What happened to a bit of spontaneity? I can never say spontaneity. Whatever happened to a bit of spontaneous kissing? Like,
okay, but what
so
is
he took
wrong?
A chance. So he took a chance and it backfired. Yeah, just give him a warning. Don't ever do it again and stay away from me. Hang on.
The argument here is consent. And we all have need to have that consent conversation.
Where's the line?
What is wrong, Jessica, with him saying that, would you mind if I kissed you? What's wrong with that?
It's not really romantic, is it? Like I said, where's the spontaneity? What's next? Can I hold your hand? Do I have consent to hold your hand? There's no end. Where did I like? Can I have your consent to be in the same room?
If you are intending to invade somebody's space, you need consent. You need permission.
I missed her email or letter or text. Did she give him any signals?
Not that I can read. I'll tell you exactly what she said.
Well, how do we know? She wasn't being flirty with him throughout the night and just doesn't want to admit it.
We work in the same department. We get on well. We were talking for most of the night. I was being friendly and so was he, but I never led him on or gave him the wrong signals. We all got fairly drunk, and as we were up dancing, he leaned in, put his hand on my bum and kissed me. Now, that is literally invading somebody's space.
Well, no, maybe he misread the friendliness as flirtatiousness. He took a chance. It backfired. But that's no reason for him to get sacked. Just give him a warning yourself.
Okay, but is there not a need? Is there not a need for people to say, can we have a kiss? Do you mind if I kiss you? What is so wrong with that?
It doesn't happen.
Do you want to just take the joy out of going on the pole? Like I said, what happened to a bit of spontaneity? If I was single, right, and... take with me and Kira start first going out. If she asked me, can I kiss you? I'd be like, you either do or you don't. You don't need to ask permission for every single thing in this world.
Do you not?
Where'd you draw the line? Like I said, what's next? Can I have consent to hold your hand?
Touching somebody and kissing them is literally invading their space. Do you not agree with that? Do you not agree that it is invading somebody's space if you go in to kiss them? No?
In a sense, yeah, but like I said, he took a chance. It backfired.
He
didn't rape the girl for fuck's sake.
Nobody said he did.
People are acting. Some women in the comments are acting, and he's acting as if he fucking raped her.
No, nobody said that. But
people are acting like that. They're acting as if a kiss and that kind of thing is the same exact thing. It's not.
So you see nothing wrong in what this guy did. Going in, when they're on the dance floor, putting his hand around her waist or on her bum and kissing her. You see nothing wrong in that at all.
He took a chance. It backfired. Give him a warning to stay away from you. But don't get him sacked. You're just a petty bitch if you do that.
A petty bitch?
Jesus.
That's a bit harsh now.
We are. She's just a warning to stay away from you.
Hang on, Jessica. People are entitled to not want their space invaded.
Yeah, but people are entitled to still keep their jobs.
You see nothing wrong in what this guy did.
There's no talk that he would get, but I assume most companies probably would. They suspend you or something like that over there.
They mightn't suspend you, but as long as he's able to give his side of what happened.
But it was a nice house, wasn't it?
Another question, though.
What if he's apologetic and he actually has remorse and he shows and he still gets sacked?
No, he did apologise. He did apologise.
Well, there we go. He said sorry.
So just leave it at that.
Yeah, he said sorry. He took a chance. It backfired. Don't be looking to get him sacked.
Stay there for a second, if you can, please, Jessica. Don't be looking for him to be sacked. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved in this, like Emma has done.
Hey, lads. Just on today's topic, I think Ashley needs to get over it. He made a mistake. He obviously read the signals wrong. He apologised. And he moved on. It's not like he kept at it for the night. If this is sexual assault, I would say hundreds of thousands of people a week get sexually assaulted if that's what you're doing. Yes, probably legally it is sexual assault, but fuck me, the amount of people that just get talking and someone leans in for a kiss. She pushed him away, he apologised. Get the fuck over and don't ruin your man's job and possibly his career depending on the job.
Now, Emma, thanks very much indeed for your message. It also raises another question, which is, even it was a work do, but it was outside of work. It was in a premises in Dublin City. Is it really anything to do with work, what happened when they were out for the night?
It probably is, because you're there in a
You're not on duty.
No. But
you're not on duty when you're at a Christmas party. So is it really any of work's business? That's the question as well. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. Well?
The first thing about the company there, they're you know, they're actually on company time and they're representing the company, so it would have to do with work, yeah. Now, my advice on it would be have a chat with him, see what his reaction is, if he's mortified, if he's this, you know, okay, listen, say, you went over the line, I'm not happy with it, but, you know, just don't do it again. But I have a couple of questions there for Jess.
Are you still there, Jess?
Oh, go on. What do you want? What do you want?
So, Jess, you're out in the club with your girlfriend. And a guy comes up and puts his hand on her arse and starts kissing her. Should she just walk away and get over it?
Well, because the first thing I'll be doing is I'll be decking him. That's different, Angela. That's 100% different.
Why is it different?
Because that's my fucking girlfriend you're talking about, you fucking dope. Obviously, no, I'm not going to let anyone else go near her. Are you actually that fucking thick?
I'm not sick. I'm just asking you a question. Why are you getting so mad?
Well, yeah, because you're trying to imply that I'm just going to let anyone go near me, no, go near my girlfriend. No, if anyone goes near, you're getting fucking death.
I didn't mention
I've been over
you.
This before.
I
with
didn't
you.
Mention you. What I said,
yeah,
Jesse,
but I've been over this before. If anyone goes near, I'm decking them. I've been over this with you.
I never said that.
I will find out because I've told her. I've told her. I'm trying to answer your question. Will you shut up and let me fucking answer it? I told
you did answer it.
Oh my God, I'm trying to answer your other question if I wasn't there. So are you going to shut up and let me answer it?
Okay, yeah, go on if you weren't there.
I have told her specifically, if she's ever without me and something happens, I'm the first one she calls. Not the guards, not her mates, I'm the first one she calls and I'll be in to deal with it. I've told her.
So do you think that this girl, fella, should go in and deck him?
Yeah, if she's with someone.
But if it's nothing, and she should get over it.
Because, Jessica, you did say she has a fella, yeah.
Well, then don't deck him.
Okay, but it's nothing, and you did describe it as nothing. Get over yourself. Build a bridge.
I didn't know she had a fella now. I didn't know she was taken.
But he probably doesn't either.
Oh, well, how can you be friendly and not know they're taken? Seriously.
But hold on a second, Jess.
You can be friendly and still know if someone's taken.
So because she's got a boyfriend, it matters.
Yeah. Don't go near someone else.
If she was single,
girlfriend.
If she was single, it didn't matter.
Well, if she was single, yeah.
Like, what?
I didn't know she had a boyfriend.
That's stupid. That's silly.
Well, how is it stupid?
It's sexual assault if you're in a relationship.
She wasn't but sexually assaulted, would you? Come on. She wasn't sexually assaulted. He kissed her and gave her a bit of a pat on the bum. It wasn't sexual assault, Angela.
He put his hands on her arse. That is actually sexual assault.
Jessica, the fact of the matter is, no matter what way you want to look at it, he did not. Hang on. He did not.
He's this monster.
He did not get her consent to touch her, to kiss her, to invade her space. So you could argue that he did sexually assault her.
You're acting as if he's the next Conor McGregor. Would you calm down?
No, we're not. He took a chance and it backfired. He didn't rape her.
Do you want him sacked, Angela? Do you think he should lose his job?
What?
Do you think he should lose his job?
Did you not hear what I said at the start?
Every time you talk, all I hear is whistling. All I hear is white noise when you talk.
Well, you're answering my question, so you must hear what I said at the start.
Oh, you're a fucking cunt. You know that. Do you actually know you are the biggest fucking cunt?
Oh, enough of the line. Enough, Jess, for God's sake.
She's pissing me off. She does this every time. She pisses me off.
Okay, relax there. Relax. You don't see anything wrong in what this guy did.
But surely, Jess, you must see a problem with the forgetting about the kissing for a sec because
he made a mistake.
Yeah, no, I agree.
He made a mistake.
There's not one person.
And you're all acting as if he dragged her down a laneway. No,
Jeremy, can I just say something
Yeah.
What I said at the start was, what she should do is go and have a talk with him.
see his reaction.
He's already apologized.
He's mortified.
He has apologized.
Okay. Well, if he's apologized, then no, he shouldn't be.
She said,
I never said he should be.
Okay, here's exactly what she said. I pushed him away because I have a boyfriend and he said sorry. But the more I think about it now, the more angry I am.
No, she needs to go. She needs to go and sit down, have a chat with him, go, listen, no, it wasn't
But he's
off.
Apologized. He's apologized, so he knows.
Yeah, he apologized that night when he was drunk. Just sit down, have a chat with him, and he's apologetic. Then you move on. I never asked for him to be sacked. He shouldn't have done what he done, but he shouldn't lose his job over it either.
All right, let me bring in more of your opinions on this. Trevor.
What's dying, lads? Here we go again. All the men are bastards. All the men are sexual predators. Oh, fuck off. Sorry, my language, lads. But you know what? I ask him for consent every time he tried to meet a board. The fuck happened to spontaneity? You know what I mean? The anticipation of a kiss, the look in each other's eyes. Yeah, he probably misread the signals. She stopped him. He said, sorry. The fuck's the problem? Jesus Christ, lads. Remember back in the days, Jeremy, you used to work as a writer. You said you basically were sexually assaulted. Didn't go crying about it. He was like doing a lot to the waitresses. Didn't go crying about it. What the fuck happened to this world, man? Now you have to ask him, can he even kiss a girl? What the there's a fucking passion killer in a nightclub dancing away and drinking a few drinks and going, oh, sorry, do you mind if I kiss you? Fuck's sake, here we go. Can't wait to hear that, the lads. Have a good one, Trevor.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
What's great, Harley?
Ross, should you have to get consent before you go in for a kiss on a night out?
It all depends on what way the situation is. Like, if there, like she said, though, right, she spent most of the night with him.
She spent most of the night talking to him. They get on fairly well. They're fairly friendly. But she insists, I never led him on or gave him the wrong signals.
Okay, so he was very drunk. He apologised at the end. Now, technically, he did sexually assault her by putting his hand on her bum.
Yeah. There is no other way to describe it. That is what it is.
There's a message there. There's a message there from, and it's from a woman as well, bizarrely, that says the world has gone mad. You can't do or say anything anymore. Well, no, Kathy, you could never touch a woman without consent. That's not just a new thing, Kathy. And that's actually a good thing that you can't do that anymore. The days of men just going up. I remember a certain nightclub when I started off DJing. A nightclub that we both worked in was literally like a cattle mart where a woman couldn't walk from the bar to the toilet and you'd see men putting their hands up the women's
and
skirts.
Vice versa, by the
and
way.
Vice
and
versa.
Vice versa.
So the world hasn't gone mad, Cathy. People have personal space now, and my kids even learned that in school now about personal space. Don't let someone touch you unless you want them to touch you.
Okay, so let's go back to the start of this conversation when you were saying, well, actually, he didn't do really much wrong.
What I'm saying is that they asked him for permission for a kiss. Nobody has ever done that in the history.
Sorry, Jeremy, how can you actually say the touching or bum was sexual assault and the kissing wasn't?
Okay, context, Adrian. Isn't that what it's about, Ross? That if you're on a night out,
I would have thought a kiss is even more intimate.
No, but if you're on, go on, Ross.
They both fall underneath the same category because she didn't want it. She didn't want him to kiss her. She didn't want him to touch her. So at the end of the day, like, the kiss is a kiss, right? But the kiss, he put his hand on her arse. Like, how long did you work together? He has to know that she has a boyfriend.
I don't know the detail of that. But sorry, let's just deal with this for 1 second. Back to the bum touching and the kissing. Because we got another message and it says, the touching of the bum was crossing the line, but trying for a kiss isn't.
Yeah, the touching of the bum is definitely crossing the line.
But going in for a kiss isn't. I don't get that. I don't get how one is sexual assault and the other isn't. I think kissing somebody on the lips is much more intimate.
So you've asked for permission every time.
I didn't say that. When did I say that?
You're a sexual abuser. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Jesus,
will you stop twisting as you're starting to get sound like Jessica, for God's sake. The fact of the matter is, I think that a kiss is just as intimate, if not more so, than touching somebody's bum. You don't.
Yeah, it's all the same.
It's all the same. Well, maybe it's all the same. Jessica, what do you say to that? That it is much more intimate.
So if you're going in for a kiss for someone, what are you meant to do? Just keep your hands behind your back? Like,
no, you're meant to, you're meant to say...
He should have known that she had a boyfriend. I didn't even know she had a boyfriend. But he took a chance. It backfired. What's wrong with a bit of spontaneity? A bit of magic. Right. It's romance, yes, dead. Yes, it clearly is.
Jess, I have a question for you.
What?
Right. If somebody went up and shot their chance with your girlfriend, what would you do? Would you turn around and pat them on the back and say, fair play?
No, Angela asked me that same question and I made it clear they would be ending up in a fucking hospital and I don't care.
So why is it all right for him to do it?
It's not. Why is it all right for him to do it? I didn't even know that this girl had a boyfriend. The girl's boyfriend should be going out looking for him.
Boy, he were drunk. He apologized. She didn't want it. She turned away from it. Why, what's the problem? Why is she spending most of the night talking to him?
Why is she spending most of the night talking to him? Talk to other people. Why just talk to him?
Because she works with him.
Yeah, but talk to other people.
I'd say by the sound of it, she was.
Yeah, well, she had a whole club of people to talk to, and she chose to stick but stalk to him most of the night.
I'd say she was mingling for the whole night.
Ross, you can be mingling away all you like. I mean, a kiss is the invasion of somebody's space. And she says, I can only take her word for it when she says that she didn't give him the wrong signals. She didn't send out the wrong signals.
But she knows herself that she didn't then. So if that's the case, and he was, like, she said himself he was really drunk.
But she actually said they were all fairly drunk.
Okay, so they were all fairly drunk. Look, he might have just misread signals. He went in for a chance, didn't get it. But look, at the end of the day, like, he still touched her. He put his hand, and look, if you're going in for a kiss with someone, you can easily just put your hand on her waist. Why do you have to go for the arse?
Because, okay, and I'm not excusing this by any means, but obviously they both had a lot of drink taken, and you do things when you have drink. And again, this is not excusing me, but I'm saying we're talking about this in a studio in the middle of the day when we're all sober. It's a different situation. It's all about context. If you're in the nightclub, if you're in the nightclub or a bar at 2 o'clock in the morning when you've been drinking all night and she's been drinking all night, and you've got, obviously he got mixed signals. He wouldn't be the first person to get mixed signals. We all get mixed signals from time to time.
That's where the word consent comes into play.
Yeah.
You ask, what is it okay for me to kiss you?
I'd love to know how he's acting with her in work this week.
I'd say it's very awkward.
Well, if he's awkward and avoiding her and all like that, I'd say he's very remorseful over it. If he's going around joking, head held high, he doesn't give a shit. He was trying the shot. He might know that she has a fella. He might have been drunk. He might have thought to himself, right, she's drunk, I have a chance, let's go for it. He might be a dog. We don't know that.
Okay, if there is even the vaguest chance that you are misreading the signals, is it not wise for every man and woman, for that matter, to say, how do you feel about me giving you a kiss?
In the cold light of day, absolutely. In which is why people don't have their first kiss in a coffee shop at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when they're both sober over a slice of chocolate cake. It normally happens, and I'm looking back at when it happened with my wife. Now there was drink taken. I never asked her because I read the signals and the signals were obviously.
But the signals were there for you. You knew it.
But they could have been the wrong signals, because men, as I said, and women sometimes. Because I've had women try to kiss me in the past as well when I showed no interest. So when Adrian, have you never been drunk?
Obviously, I have.
You get mixed signals. Signals get mixed up. So maybe,
but the simple way to avoid a mixed signal. Is it okay if I kiss you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, even a smile or anything could be a mixed signal. I was gigging one night and I smiled at someone who was sitting on a table in front of me, and on the break she jumped, she didn't jump, but she threw herself at me. She was going to the toilet, I was coming back from the toilet, and she threw herself at me. At the time now, I was actually with someone, and I stopped her and I said, sorry, I'm with someone. But I didn't take that any further. I was gigging. I smiled. Like, you have to smile at people when you're up there. It's not, I wasn't smiling at her because I liked her. I was smiling because she was in the fucking crowd. And I was up on the stage gigging. I didn't throw her any signals, but I didn't go on afterwards saying, oh, geez, I'm going to get that girl reported now because she tried to kiss me, like.
Okay, so you genuinely don't think that this guy really did much wrong then, do you?
No, I honestly put his hands on her. Like, we don't know the situation. We're only getting worse stories.
Well, no, she's no reason.
I am not having a go saying, oh, yeah, she let him on, blah, 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 blah.
Well, she says, I was being friendly, and so was he, but I never led him on or gave him wrong signals. That's fairly clear. Yet he still went in and lobbed the gob and put his hand around her.
Yeah, and he might be a dog, and he might be thinking to himself, that was his chance now, while she's drunk. I'll go for it now.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know what he was thinking.
All right, stay with me for a moment. Jonathan...
This isn't a topic really, though, about what consent is. It's because that's not the issue here. Because...
The issue is very simple. You get consent before you
Ashling is asking. Ashling is asking whether or not she should report him to the company. And I'm just looking up.
But people will believe he should be reported to the company if they believe he did something wrong. Most people seem to not think he did anything wrong. Jonathan.
Well, lads, how are you getting on today? Jess needs to calm down a little bit. But the topic itself. Now, look. He got the signals wrong, didn't he? He picked her up wrong. He leaned in. She shot him down. He moved on and he apologised. It's not the end of the fucking world. If anything, you should be a bit flattered, no? Whatever happened to the whole he who dares wins, Rodney? Remember that. Who dares wins, you know? You go for a night out, you throw your arm. He didn't harass her for the rest of the night. He didn't harass her. He didn't hassle her. He walked away, apologised. Jesus, come on. Get over it, boys and girls. You know, get over it.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, we've a huge reaction to what we're talking about and a lot of comments on our Facebook page as we're recording this live. For example, Claire, and we've invited Claire onto the show, and Claire, I really would love to talk to you. She says, so people are okay with anyone kissing them randomly. Is that what everyone is saying?
Nobody has said that, though. Nobody has literally said that.
But they kind of are.
Obviously, it's not okay if I'm in...
This is that last message. Get over it. Get over it.
Yeah, that's wrong. No, obviously, that's not okay. It's not okay for me at, say a gig at the weekend in the Tree Arena, if I'm at a gig, yeah? And I'm putting this to you, Claire, directly to you, because you're taking everything literally. So if I'm at a gig at the Tree Arena next week, mm-hmm. say Rihanna's playing, and I'm on the floor, and I look across about 20 yards across, and I see this stunning-looking woman, and I go, she is beautiful. Is it okay for me to walk up to her and kiss her straight away? Absolutely not. That is predatory behavior. That is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
That is slightly different, Claire, than two people who are on a date. Say, so I'm on a date with a woman tonight. We have a lovely meal, go for a few drinks afterwards. We're chatting, sitting beside each other at the table. Is it okay for me to move in then and kiss the girl? You cannot compare the two situations. So nobody is saying it's okay to go up and kiss random people. It's not okay. Nobody thinks that's okay. That is not the discussion here. Why do we always have to go for the extremes here? Nobody is saying that that's
So that's not okay.
We're talking
fine.
About context.
But in this situation, this lady did not give any mixed signals. That's what she says. She didn't give any mixed signals.
They're called mixed signals because they are mixed. And again, it's context. Had this man kissed Ashling, yeah? So Ashling works in the same department as him, by the way.
So they know each other,
He leaned over on his desk at 20:01 in the afternoon and lobbed his
arm. So it's okay for him to do it when he was drunk.
No, listen, I'm not talking about drink. I don't even know how drunk he was. What I'm saying is context. If someone tried to lob the gob on you in the middle of the office, hang him out to dry.
Yeah.
This was a slightly different situation that they were out drinking, socialising, having a party together, chatting together for the whole night. And he obviously read the wrong signals. That does not mean he should be locked up or jailed or lose his job or anything like that. He read the wrong signals. He apologised to her. And now we're looking for this man's head on a platter.
Nobody's really looking for his head on a platter.
But it
raises the whole issue about where you draw the line and what is so wrong in saying, do you mind if I kiss you? Seriously.
He probably should have said that. In the cold light of day, and had he been sitting in a coffee shop at 2:00 in the afternoon, he probably would have said that. But that doesn't happen in loud nightclub. Have you ever... We worked in Copperface Jacks, the two of us, for many, many years. Do you ever see anybody... And I'm talking about girls were as bad as fellas there. Do you ever see anybody going up and seeking permission with a permission slip?
No, don't be so smart.
No, I'm just...
Firstly, we're talking about 20 years ago. We're in a different era now. We're in a different world now. And people should make sure they don't misread the signals. We got a message in a moment ago and it says, if I was talking to a guy I know from work and was not interested in him, I would always mention my boyfriend or my husband so that there are not mixed signals. So that's kind of blaming this lady for perhaps...
It's not her fault if she didn't mention... I don't know if she mentioned, but it's not her fault.
Where am I going? Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Jeremy.
Now, what did you want to say on this? Did this guy do anything wrong?
God, yeah. Straight up. This day and age, stay away from women. Why do you still have Christmas parties with men and women? Women are dangerous. That's it. He got the wrong the signal. I'm just wondering. I'm thinking what a lot of people are thinking as well. At any stage through the evening, did she say to him, by the way, I know we're getting on great here. I'm not giving you mixed signals, but I do have a boyfriend. Because why else?
Adrian,
should have came straight out and said it. When she knew that him and her were sitting there all night, and even before they got up dancing, after the second drink he bought her, because she didn't, I wouldn't say she refused the drinks. And this is this selective sexual assault as well, because
nobody was buying anybody drinks. She says in her message it was a free bar.
Okay, so let's get that out of the way. Okay, they were sitting at the table, they were all drinking, having laughs. At any stage, did she say, listen, I have a boyfriend? Did she bring up the boyfriend? Did she bring up arm in a great relationship? He's probably single. They're at the Christmas party. Jesus, here's a girl who's interested in me. I'm single. She hasn't mentioned she has a partner. She hasn't mentioned she's involved. She hasn't mentioned anything. So therefore, I'm going to continue on this to see where it goes. That's how we've actually evolved as a species. I agree with Jeremy. We don't go around with permission slips in our pockets. But now I agree with Adrian. We have to nowadays.
I'm not talking about, you know, getting somebody
I want video, picture, proof. I've told you about my son. My son is great at the age he's at. He tells me everything. He really, really does. He tells me how dangerous it is out there now for young men going out. He's telling me now there's lads now and they will just stand in a corner all night with their eyes on the ground because they're afraid if they're looking at the one girl too long. If she fancies him, great. Lovely, they're going to have a great night. If she doesn't, he's going to end up in a police station explaining why he's a creep looking at a girl.
Okay, so my question was, what is so wrong in 2024 with a guy who's interested in a girl and wants to go in for a kiss? What is so wrong with saying, do you mind if I kiss you?
I don't think there's anything.
It's a passion killer.
I don't think
there's nothing wrong with it, but it's a passion killer. It's a passion killer.
How is it?
It's because most of us got with our partners on the spontaneity of that first kiss. The build up, the nervousness moving in, 100%. And we take the chance. But it's men that take the chance. It's not women that take the chance. Educate our sons now, Adrian.
Okay,
go near them.
I want to go back to a point that was made earlier on, and Claire is really annoyed over this. She said, please stop using drink make this behavior acceptable.
Hang on, Claire, you were invited onto the show. The guys invited you onto the show. You said you didn't want to interact with people. You're interacting with people on Facebook. So if you're going to, we can't keep responding to your message. You've been given the option to actually discuss it and to get your point across. And you said, according to Amanda, in the message that you wanted us to push, that it's our job not to enable this behaviour. We have not enabled any behaviour. This is a debate that you've been invited on. I'm not responding to Facebook comments again when you've been asked onto the show. Now, I will pull you up on something, Jay. The comment you made there about you've warned your son about women like that, that's kind of like what...
My son has educated me on how the world is. I have told my son to back himself up, to make sure he does not become a statistic, Jeremy. Okay, whether you like it or not, there is girls out there that do not like men, and all it takes is the wrong move, the wrong word, or look at them the wrong way, and you're in for a lot of trouble. And you know that, Jeremy. That's the world we live in now. We live in that world with the phone, and any girl puts her... Jeremy, just you. A girl puts up that at all, and we know what happens. The floodgates open up. Okay. All these women live. Come on, predator, predator, predator. Cancel. Go to HR. Okay. There you go. Goes to HR. It goes to management. Goes to management. He's screwed.
You asked the question there. You more or less said he should have told her he had, and as far as the message you read out as well, Adrian, that she should have told him that she had. She should have told him that she had a fella at home. What difference does that make? That shouldn't make.
Well, he wouldn't have pursued her then, because I mean, if I know, sorry, Jeremy, you go out and you get talking to a girl. Honestly, are you really interested in her and what she does? No, you're seeing if you can strike up a relationship if you're single. You're trying to figure out whether she's single. There's not a man here that's going to go out with a married woman and sit there all night with her and listen to her bullshit stories. Men ain't like that. They're going to move. If they're single, they're going to move on to find a single woman.
Okay, stay there for a second.
Actually, by the way, that's not true. I spent the last staff party that I was out talking to a girl for over an hour that I work with, and we both are in relationships. The only reason I was talking to her is because I don't get to talk to her during the work day, and we were catching up on news and stuff like that. May, you're making it that men are just these.
No, when you're out, Jeremy, when you're out in a pub or a club. No, Jeremy, when you're out in a pub or a club, you're out there socialising. Well, when I only ever went out to nightclubs when I was single, right? And that was to try and meet somebody if I was in the room or getting into a relationship. I didn't go out to nightclubs when I was married or in relationships and hitting on single girls. Or if somebody did talk to me when I'm in a pub, I always make sure they know I'm with Lorraine or I have kids. So therefore, I don't put myself in that position.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Claire. Claire is the lady who's been commenting on Facebook.
Yeah, making some great points as well. And that's why, Claire, sometimes it's frustrating when, and it's your complete right not to come onto the show, and as it was Aisling's right not to kiss that fella. It's your complete right to say whatever you want to say, but it's just easier when people come on the show that we can debate with them. That's all I'm saying.
So here is Claire.
Hey, it's Claire. So essentially what you're saying is men will respect women if there is another man involved. So in that, they're not respecting women. They're respecting other men's women. Is that what you're saying?
That kind of is what, not what we're saying, but it is what has been said. Yes, it is. Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Lola.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lola. Well, is this, should a man or a woman seek consent before going in for a kiss?
Being honest with you, I think it's up to every individual, to be honest with you. I think everyone has their own right to choose what they want to do. If a woman wants to be kissed by that person, absolutely. If a man wants to be kissed by a woman, absolutely. In regards to the work situation, I think it's a no-go. I think, like what Jeremy said, I totally agree with him. He went out, but he is self-respect. He can go out, he can have the banter, but he knows how to compose himself. So I've seen so many situations in work parties where people make disastrous results. They get too drunk, all these topics come up, things happen, and it's not good. Then they have to go on the Christmas holidays and they have to sit in it and work out all forms of that.
Okay, but let me ask you then, did this guy do anything wrong going in for a kiss the other day?
Well, I missed most of the shows I was on a call, but he's a guy, he's an actor. Can I kiss you?
Okay, but then I'll rephrase that question. Should a man or a woman ask for permission before going for a kiss?
Well, they should be both consensual too, yeah.
Okay, so yes is the answer.
So the man that you're married to, the first night you kissed him, did he ask for permission?
Well, I was married to him. He doesn't need permission. He can do whatever he wants.
No, but he obviously wasn't always married to him. The first night you met him, did he ask for permission before moving?
Okay, sorry, I'm getting confused. So the first night I met a guy and he asked permission, I didn't kiss him.
No, but the first time you kissed your now husband, the first time you ever kissed him, did he say, Lola, do you mind if I kiss you?
No, because it came naturally.
Lock him up. That's not what anybody is saying. Let me bring in one final message on this from Emma.
Jess, sorry, you're being an absolute fucking hypocrite. So before, when you didn't know she had a boyfriend, it was, oh God, it's grand. He apologized, move on. Now he has a she has a boyfriend. It's, oh, now it's a big fucking issue. Sorry, it makes no odds. Maybe he didn't know. And the same way you big fucking Hardy Rocky there on the phone saying that you'd knock someone out if they touched your girlfriend. Like, how are they meant to know you have a girlfriend? You have a lot of fucking insecurity and anger issues, Jess. Seriously.
All right, Emma, thank you very much indeed for your message, and thank you very much indeed,
all of you, for your messages. Yeah.
If you enjoyed this podcast, maybe you'd share it onto your own social media.
A lot of people didn't enjoy this particular episode.
But if you did, please share it onto your own social media. Click subscribe or follow the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload an episode. And if you want to be added to our WhatsApp channel, send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 and just say the words add me, and we will reply to you automatically with a link to our WhatsApp channel. So just WhatsApp us 085-825-2626, just say add me and we'll add you. We'll send you a link straight back to our WhatsApp channel where you'll get all sorts of news and information about Opinions Matter. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy, thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.